real impact. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The White House says the Senate Democrats' decision to defect shouldn't affect the balance of power.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema's decision to change her party affiliation from Democrat to Independent is not expected to shake up Senate control, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters.
Because she has voted with the president 93% of the time, because she has worked with us on key priorities of this administration. When you think about his economic policy.
Sinema says she is not going to caucus with Republicans, and Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Sinema will keep committee positions and Democrats will maintain an outright majority. Two other independent senators, Vermont's Bernie Sanders and Maine's Angus King, caucus with Democrats.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. WNBA star Brittany Griner is now back in the U.S. after being freed by Russia yesterday as part of a prisoner swap. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre pushes back against critics who say the U.S. should have fought harder to gain the release of former Marine Paul Whelan.
Brittany Griner is an American citizen who was being held unjustly. She was being held unjustly under intolerable circumstances. That was what was happening to Brittany Griner.
Yesterday, President Biden said the U.S. would never give up in trying to free Whelan. Russian President Vladimir Putin says more prisoner exchanges are possible, noting compromise has been found that cleared the way for the release of Griner. Members of the White House COVID response team holding an event this afternoon again urge Americans to update their vaccines before the holidays.
You can get the flu shot in one arm, the COVID shot in the other. And you're out. You're good to go.
White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. Wall Street stocks fall as U.S. inflation slows but remains hot. The Dow lost 305. The Nasdaq off 77. The S&P minus 29. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
More money is headed to Ukraine from the U.S.
A $275 million military aid package is being put together, according to Reuters. Correspondents say a document they saw outlines a plan to provide Ukraine with HIMAR launchers, ammo, Humvees, and generators. While U.S. lawmakers approved an additional $800 million for Ukraine for next year in the National Defense Authorization Act, this $275 million would come from presidential drawdown authority and be more immediate. In recent weeks, Russians have been focused on using missiles to attack critical infrastructure in Ukraine, including power and water facilities, including in the capital city of Kyiv. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A judge has dismissed criminal charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in connection with the Flint water crisis. Snyder had been charged with two misdemeanor counts of willful neglect of duty. Flint's water became tainted with lead after city managers appointed by Snyder began using the Flint River in 2014 to save money while a new pipeline to Lake Huron was built. The water wasn't treated to reduce its corrosive qualities, causing lead to break off from old pipes and contaminate the system for more than a year. Two major airlines are expanding their partnership despite objections from the government.
American Airlines and JetBlue Airways are still joining forces in the Northeast, even as a federal judge considers the government's attempt to kill the carrier's deal, contending that it will reduce competition and lead to higher fares. Among its plans, which depend on winning the lawsuit, American will add six new routes from New York City while dropping one, and JetBlue will start several new routes from New York and Boston. The Justice Department, along with six states and the District of Columbia, are suing to kill the partnership, which lets American and JetBlue work together on setting schedules and sharing revenue on flights in New York and Boston. A decision is expected early next year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.